101.1 FM.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Falls City High School, where we have another recap and matchup tonight here at the Falls City Falls City Tiger High School. We have the Falls City Tigers hosting the Nottoway Valley Thunder tonight. The Thunder travel to Falls City to face the Tigers. My name is Cody Shawong, bringing you play-by-play action here this evening. Our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, back at the KTN studio. This is another live edition of high school basketball over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Randy Gatula has Johnson Brock. They are hosting Palmyra tonight in a girl-boy doubleheader. If you're looking for the Johnson Brock Eagles, flip on over to Sunny 101.3. It is a battle between the Tigers and the Thunder tonight. First in this girls' contest, the Nottoway Valley Thunder come in on the season 4-0 with a win last week in the Platte Valley Invitational. They won the championship, so they went 3-0 in the Platte Valley Invitational last week and came out on top over DeKalb 35-34 to claim that championship there last week. The Tigers went on the road to Syracuse last Friday night and fell to the Rockets. Looking at the starting lineups for both teams, first for the Tigers, Carly Dunkus is a senior. Tessa Gosman, a freshman at 5'5". Bella Johansson, a 5'4 sophomore. Brenna Glossar, a freshman as well at 5'4". Bristol Titus, a sophomore at 5'8", coached by Coach Don Hogue. For the Nottoway Valley Thunder, it'll be Abigail Haley. She's a freshman. Haley Dawson, a senior. Annalie Livengood, Gracie Larrabee, a sophomore. And Miley Jenkins, a freshman. Coached by head coach Tiffany McGinnis, are the Nottoway Valley Thunder. We're going to step away. The national anthem is played. We'll be back with first tip on KTNC.
At Den's Country Meats, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broths, and steaks, everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
As the spirit of the holidays warms our community, Sabetha Community Hospital is here to ensure you stay healthy enough to enjoy every moment. You can celebrate knowing the highest quality care is close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital is here for our community, offering emergency services, a family medicine clinic, and a specialty clinic with nearly 30 different specialists, and more. Sabetha Community Hospital, caring for you and your family this holiday season and all year long.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Falls City Tiger High School. We are getting set for the opening tip here in the girls' contest. We will have a boys' contest coming up for you here later this evening. What I did not get to say during the opening was that Nottoway Valley comes in this evening with seven girls on the roster, and they are 4-0, like we mentioned in the opening, but seven girls on the roster and five girls suited up here tonight for the Thunder. They are missing Mackenzie Hanig. She's a junior. She's out with an injury, and Bella Walker, a senior, out with an injury. Spoke with Coach McGinnis here before the game started. She says she does hope to get both of those two players back here by Friday night, hopefully get some recovery time in and get them back to being healthy where they have more than just enough girls to put out on the court. But like I said, not a team to underestimate. 4-0 on the season already, won a championship in the Platte Valley Invitational last week. So the Tigers will have their hands full here on their home turf here this evening. So starters once again for the Tigers, Carly Dunkus, Tessa Gosman, Bella Johansson, Brenna Glossar, and Bristol Titus, the starting five for the Tigers. Spoke with Coach Hoke before the game started, or before the warm-up activities started, and he mentioned that the girls are very young. He's excited. There's some excitement in the air for Fall City Tiger basketball. As you can see in the starting lineup, a pair of freshmen and a pair of sophomores for Coach Don Hogue and the Tigers, that is. We are almost underway. The Tigers wearing white uniforms, black lettering. The Nottoway Thunder in black uniforms with green lettering. The opening tip is won by Nottoway Valley. Into the hands it goes to Annalee Livengood. Livengood has it out top. Facing his own defense, they try to bounce it inside. That's Miley Jenkins trying to get it. Stolen away by Tessa Gosman. Gosman back the other way. Puts a shot up off the glass. Can't get it to fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around into the hands of Bella Johansson for the Tigers. Out top resetting the offense. Here's a three-point look by Carly Dunkus up and no good. And another offensive rebound for the Tigers. On to the left side. Goes in the hands of Johansson. Here's a long three put up by Brenna Glossar that won't fall. Gets her own rebound. Shot up at the free throw line, won't fall. Another offensive rebound for the Tigers. And with finally a whistle and a jump ball is going to be the call. It'll stay with Fall City. So a lot of action here on the Fall City Tigers end. Put up three, four, five shots. Got their offensive rebound, and it will stay with the Tigers. Now a little bit of a meeting between the officials out here this evening. The officials tonight, local guys, Logan Bredemeyer, Lucas Freshel, Trent Scheidel, all Fall City and area natives. So kind of fun to see some NSAA officials being some local guys. Fall City Tigers basketball. This is Bella Johansson for three from the left wing that won't fall. Rebound comes down into the hands of Nottoway Valley's Haley Dawson. Dawson into the front court. Right side it goes over to Larrabee. Larrabee will swing it from right to left. Ends up back underneath. Ball's going to be tipped around on the ground now. Ball is on the floor, loose, still going to try to, and they do call a jump ball. Now the possession arrow will stay with the Thunder. Just underway, 2 minutes played here in the first quarter. No score yet in this ball game, live from Fall City High School. Lob pass in comes Nottoway Valley. Outside three-point look from the right wing, up and no good by Annalee Livengood. On the offensive rebound for the Thunder was Larrabee, and a whistle and a foul on the rebound is going to be called. First foul of the ball game is going to be called on Carly Dunkus. On Carly, her first personal foul, team foul number one. Inbounding again, just like they did last time. It's a step-in play for the shooter in the right corner. Up and good by Anna Lee Livengood. Livengood gets the scoring started here this evening for the Thunder. Into the front court come the Tigers. They go to the right side, Gosman. Gosman gets double-teamed down there. Now she's going to try to throw it underneath. It's going to be stolen away by Nottoway Valley's Miley Jenkins. Jenkins takes it away. Into the front court come the Thunder. Left side it goes into the hands of Dawson. Dawson outside Livengood. Now they work the ball around. Ends up in the hands of the left corner, that is. Now it's going to be stolen away. Good defensive effort there by Brenna Glossar. Glossar across the timeline on the far side. Moving from my right to the left, as I sit here this evening. Three-point jump shot up and no good by Tessa Gosman from the right wing. Rebound's going to be corralled by Nottoway Valley's Annalee Livengood. Livengood across the timeline. Moves the ball to the right side. They bounce pass it into Jenkins. Jenkins is going to have it blocked away by Titus. Titus on the defensive effort is going to stay with Nottoway Valley. Outside it goes Livengood. Livengood finds a shooter in the right corner. That was put up by Haley Dawson. No good. Defensive rebound cleared out of there by Carly Dunkus for Fall City. Into the front court come the Tigers. Bella Johansson has it. Right side it goes over to Brenna Glossar. Now they find Dunkus at the free throw line. Down to Titus in the right short corner. No ball movement happening for the Tigers. The Thunder jump all over. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to stay with the Tigers, but just no momentum for the Tigers there. The ball got trapped down there in the right short corner. Good defensive effort by Nottoway Valley to cause the jump ball. Inbounding Dunkus underneath the right backs it. She lobs it into Brenna Glossar. Puts the shot up. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. We will send Brenna Glossar, a 5'4 freshman, to the free throw line for the Tigers. Foul's going to be called on Nottoway Valley's Abigail Haley. On Haley, her first personal foul. Glossar at the free throw line. Free throw on the way up and off. No good that time. Sub into the ball game for Fall City comes Caitlin Rod. Rod will replace Bristol Titus out there for the Tigers. At the free throw line is Brenna Glossar. As mentioned before, a freshman, Shot is on the way up and no good, but they're going to call a lane violation nonetheless on Glothar, trying to track down that rebound. It will go back to the Thunder. Across the timeline we go, left to right, Annalee live and good. You'd think the Thunder are going to be okay with just taking some clock every possession here. Now here's a pass that's going to sail over the head of a Thunder on the far side, right into the hands of the crowd. Turnover to Fall City. But as I was mentioning, the Thunder is going to be okay taking their time, only with five girls on the team, no subs. So fouls and tiredness will be a big factor here for the Thunder, you would think. 4-0 on the season, though. So I would say maybe nothing could... That might not be an issue or a mindset for the Thunder. Now on the rebound, there's going to be a foul on the Tigers. On the foul is going to be Brenna Glothar. On Glothar, her first personal foul, team foul number two. Nottoway Valley basketball. Into the front court come the Thunder. With the basketball is Annalee Livengood. She'll go to the right side with it. Down into the corner, Haley Dawson back out top. They use the dribble. Now they go to the left corner. Ball's going to go off the foot of a Thunder player. Gracie Larrabee lost it off of her foot. It's going to be a turnover to Fall City. 4:39 to go here in the first period. Nottoway Valley Thunder 3, the Fall City Tigers 0. The Nottoway Valley, a co-op that combines schools with Burlington Junction, Missouri, and Graham, Missouri. Three-point effort up and good by Tessa Gosman. Tessa Gosman evens the score at 3, and the Tigers are on the board. But a co-op with Graham and Burlington Junction over in northwest Missouri, just up Highway 71 from Maryville. Here's a three-point effort put up by Gracie Larrabee that won't fall. Long offensive rebound by the Thunder. Here's another three-point look from the right side this time. Annalee Livengood. Ball's going to be tipped around on the rebound once again, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Tessa Gosman. It'll stay with Nottoway Valley. Nottoway Valley in their fifth. They've completed 4 years of co-op. This is their fifth year of co-op. Talked to some fans here before. They thought it was a good change. Spoke with Coach McGinnis there, and she was a little disappointed with the numbers that were out for basketball this year. But you work with what you got, and obviously it's working so far with the 4-0 start. Defensive rebound pulled down by Fall City on the ensuing possession by Nottoway Valley. Into the front court comes Gosman with it. Out top it goes Glothar. She'll try a long three that won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around into the hands of Nottoway Valley's Abigail Haley. Haley clears the rebound into the front court. Here's a dribble drive by Larrabee. Shot's going to be put up, but a whistle and a traveling violation is going to be called on Nottoway Valley before the shot. So good effort there by Nottoway Valley trying to move that basketball to the hoop. Just took too many steps there on the way. Inbound comes into Bella Johansson. Johansson will be the point guard on the Tigers team this season. Off to the right side, Tessa Gosman. They double team her. She gets it out of there, top of the key. Three-point effort by Caitlin Titus put up off front iron, won't fall. Rebound cleared out of there by Nottoway Valley's Annalee Livengood. Livengood into the corner. This is Dawson with it. She'll try a three. Up and good. Another three-pointer by Nottoway Valley. This time it is Haley Dawson, the senior, getting in the scorebook to give the Nottoway Valley Thunder a 6-3 lead here with 2:58 left to go here in the first. Now the ball is going to go out of bounds as Glothar was trying to get it over to Johansson, just out of the outstretched hands of Johansson, out of bounds to the Thunder. Timeout on the court, 6-3. Nottoway Valley in front here with 2:55 left to go. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back with more basketball on KTNC.
Here at Frontier Bank, we make our loan decisions right here at the bank. With us, you don't have to wait for approval from an out-of-town loan committee. When you apply for a loan, you want an answer, not the runaround. Frontier Bank is a community bank. What does that mean to you? When it comes to loans, it means service, and serving you is what Frontier Bank is all about. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Three field goals, 3 three-pointers here in the opening quarter of tonight's ball game in the girls' contest between the Fall City Tigers and the Nottoway Valley Thunder. 3-pointers raining in here in the first quarter. Cody Shawong calling your play-by-play this evening. Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer. If you're looking for the Eagles of Johnson Brock, Randy Gatula is over on Sunny 101.3 in Johnson tonight as Palmyra is on the road there. Back to live action, Nottoway Valley's basketball. This is Livengood off to the right side to Haley with it. Back out Livengood. Livengood will use her dribble. Now they try to set a back screen, get the ball over to Larrabee. Nothing there. Back out top it comes to Nottoway Valley at the free throw line with it's Jenkins underneath. They pass it underneath. Shot up off the glass. Won't fall. Put up by Larrabee that time. Defensive rebound cleared out of there by Caitlin Broad that time. Excuse me. This is Gothard with it now for the Tigers on the left side. Broad will try another three off left iron. Won't fall. Ball's going to sit out of bounds. Turnover back to the Thunder. Back into the game for the Tigers comes Bristol Titus. She will replace Brenna Glothar. 2:20 left to play here in the first. The Thunder 6, the Tigers 3. Off to the right side with it are the Thunder. In the hands of Haley Dawson. Now they bounce it underneath to Jenkins. Jenkins shot up, no good. Rebound is going to be cleared out of there by Caitlin Rod. Caitlin Rod for the Tigers. Into their front court, into the hands of Destiny Pierce. Pierce will hold it there. Now she's going to be tied up with a Nottoway Valley defender. It's going to be a jump ball possession arrow to the Thunder. Good defensive effort by Annalee Livengood for Nottoway Valley. She will bring the ball across the timeline for the Thunder. Off to the right side again in the hands of Haley Dawson. Dawson will hold it there. Tries to bounce it inside to Jenkins. Jenkins had it knocked away momentarily. Now it is stolen away. Bristol Titus on the steal for the Tigers. 1:43 left to go here in the first. Bella Johansson brings it across. Off to the right side, Titus. Into the hands of Johansson out top. They swing it around. Destiny Pierce will try a three. Up and in and out. Won't fall for Destiny Pierce. Rebound was to Abigail Haley. Into the front court comes Livengood in a hurry. She dribbles to the right block. Kick outside to Haley Dawson. Dawson back to Livengood in the right corner. Now it's Larrabee on the dribble drive, through the paint, through defenders. Has it knocked away, stolen away by Carly Dunkus. Dunkus back the other way for the Tigers. Momentarily bobbled around the half-court stripe. They're going to set up the offense now as Bella Johansson's able to corral it. Here's a three-pointer up and no good by Carly Dunkus from the right wing. Offensive rebound to Bristol Titus. Titus is going to have it knocked away and into the hands of a Nottoway Valley defender. That was Miley Jenkins. Good defensive effort by the Thunder once again. Whistle and a foul on the court on the rebound. Foul's going to be called on the Tigers' Bristol Titus. On Titus, her first personal foul, team foul number 3. 6-3 still our score. Under a minute to play here in the first. With the basketball is Nottoway Valley. A shot clock in the state of Nebraska, something that the Nottoway Valley Thunder probably aren't necessarily used to in Missouri. Here's a bounce pass underneath to Jenkins. Out top it goes Livengood. She'll try a three. Top of the key, up, off, won't fall. Rebound Jenkins, up and good. Miley Jenkins with her first field goal, and it's 8-3. Nottoway Valley. Bella Johansson to the left side, Pierce. Pierce. Whistle and traveling is going to be the call. Destiny Pierce turns the ball over for the Tigers. Back into the game is going to come Tessa Gosman replacing Pierce. 8-3, 22.8 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Again, we're live from Falls City High School here this evening. Into the front court for Nottoway Valley comes Annalee Livengood. Livengood will have it down to 15 seconds in the quarter. Now the ball's going to be stolen away by Bella Johansson. Johansson into the front court for the Tigers. Has it knocked away. Dunkus picks it up. 6 seconds. They try to throw it underneath to Caitlin Broad. Shot is up. No good. Tessa Gosman there for the rebound. Up. No good. And that's going to do it for the end of the first quarter. Our score, Nottoway Valley 8, the Falls City Tigers 3. Here after one quarter of play, we'll take a one-minute break and back with more basketball on KTNC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Falls City High School. Again, my name is Cody Schwong. Happy to bring you live coverage of tonight's basketball as we just started this 25-26 basketball season. It was a long football season in the area as the Rockport Blue Jays just played in the state championship there last Thursday night. I had the privilege of calling that one with Randy Gatula. That was a heartbreaking loss for the Rockport Blue Jays, but nonetheless, a good season for the Blue Jays. Here's a jump shot by Tessa Gosman up and good to open up the scoring here in the second quarter. Gosman has all 5 points for the Tigers. Into the front court comes the Nottoway Valley Thunder with a lead of 3-8-5 now here early in the second. Now the ball's going to be stolen away. Bella Johansson on the steal this time for the Tigers. Into the front court, she loses the handle on it off of the foot of Bristol Titus. A turnover to Nottoway Valley. On the fast break, up and good by Annalee Livengood. Livengood now has 5 points on the evening, and it's back to a 5-point lead for Nottoway Valley, 10-5. Johansson goes to the left side, Gosman. Gosman, corner to Titus. Titus, double team down there. Now she gets it out top to Glothar. They swing it around. Johansson has it in the right wing, outside the 3-point line. Now they get it inside to Titus. Oh, good post move by Titus. Up and can't get it to finish. Bristol Titus, great post move there, but just couldn't finish the layup. Defensive rebound by Gracie Larrabee into the hands of Haley Dawson. Dawson was trying to bounce pass it underneath the Livengood, and Glothar is going to get a foot on it, a kickball violation by the Tigers. He'll stay with Nottoway Valley. Just under a minute played here in the second quarter. Inbounding is Haley Dawson. She'll throw it in on the right side of her own basket, underneath the hoop. She lobs it in. This is Livengood with it outside. Back to Dawson. Step in, 3-point look, up and no good. Rebounded by Tessa Gosman for Fall City. Outlet pass, it goes Bella Johansson. Into the front court come the Tigers. Glothar with it. She'll hand it off to Dunkus. Outside it goes Gosman. They swing it around. Johansson has it now on the left side. Now it's going to be nearly stolen away. Gosman's able to corral it. Back to Glothar, who will try a deep 3-pointer. Up and good. Up and good by Brenna Glothar. That one was really really far away from the hoop, but she gets it to fall. 10-8 now the score. The Tigers just trail by two. On the ensuing possession, the ball can go out of bounds off of the Nottoway Valley Thunder, so a turnover right back to Fall City here. The Tigers coming out of the second quarter with a little bit more gumption. In the front court, Fall City has it. Dunk is out top Glothar. Not too far away from where she just made that three-pointer. Now it's Johansson, left side. Titus back outside. Johansson had an opportunity to drive to the paint there. They swing it around, ends up in the hands of Gosman. Titus underneath the hoop, moving it around. Back outside Glothar. She'll try another three. This time won't fall. Rebound cleared out of there by Haley Dawson for the Thunder. Into the front court, she'll push it up the right side in front of the scorer's table. Now the ball is going to be almost taken away by Glothar there. Ends up in the hands of Livengood. Livengood up off the glass, no good. Rebound's going to get into her own hands. She's going to lose the handle on it out of bounds, but they're going to say last touch by Fall City. Into the game for the Tigers comes Caitlin Rod. Rod, just a freshman as well, 5'8". So Carly Dunkus, the senior on this team, surrounded by a bunch of freshmen and sophomores for the Tigers and Coach Don Hope. On the inbound play, there's going to be a whistle and a foul as Annalee Livengood was putting the shot up there. She's going to go to the line for two shots. 8-10, still the score as the Tigers trail the Thunder here. Livengood. Up and good on the first free throw. She's got 6 points on the night. Before the ball game, Coach Hope mentioned going to have to rebound well against Annalee Livengood. Does a great job of crashing glass as she gets the second one to go for her sixth and seventh point on the night. Back to a 4-point lead for the Thunder, 12-8. 5:25 left to go here in the second. This is Brenna Glothar with it. Off to the left side, Gosman. Gosman, free throw line, Bella Johansson. Shot up and off glass, won't fall. Rebound's going to be cleared out of there by Jenkins, but a whistle and a foul's going to be called on Fall City. The Fall City foul is going to be called on Carly Dunkus. On Dunkus, her second personal foul, team foul number two of this second quarter. Into the front court comes the Thunder. Left side with it on the far side of the court where we sit. With it is Livengood. Cross court pass, it goes Dawson. Dawson into the corner to Larrabee. Larrabee trying to bounce pass it underneath the Jenkins. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. It'll stay with Nottoway Valley. 12-8 the score. Nottoway Valley in front of Fall City here. Inbounding is Livengood. Livengood will bounce it in. It's going to be stolen away on the inbound, but it's going to stay right on the baseline here. They tried to run a little dive play. They tried to bounce it inside to Haley Dawson, and Caitlin Rod, that is, was standing there able to bounce that ball away, just couldn't corral it before going out of bounds. Inbound pass comes into Abigail Haley. Haley dribbles it out top. She goes to Jenkins out top, now into the hands of Livengood. Livengood thought about the three. Now crossover dribble. She'll go to the left side. That's Larrabee. Larrabee underneath pass to Jenkins. Jenkins outside to Dawson. And a whistle and a shot clock violation is going to be called. So there comes into play a little bit. In the state of Missouri, there is no shot clock. In the state of Nebraska, obviously, there is. So our first shot clock violation of the ball game. It'll be at the Tigers basketball, moving from our right to left, trailing by four. Rod underneath, outside Johansson. Up and good for three. Bella Johansson with her first field goal on the evening, and now it's just a one-point lead for Nottoway Valley at 11-12. With the basketball is Annalee Livengood. Livengood dribbles through traffic on the left side, uses a crossover dribble to get back out top. Now they find Larrabee in the left corner. Up and good. But a whistle and a traveling violation is going to be called before that shot was put up. Gracie Larrabee did get the three-pointer to go, but she did travel with it, says the official on the far side down there in the far left corner near the entrance door here at Falls City High School. Into the front court come the Tigers after the turnover. This is Gosman. Lob pass inside to Dunkus at the free throw line. They swing it around right side into the hands of Glothar. That back over to Gosman. She'll try a three up and off back iron this time. Won't fall. Rebound cleared out of there by Annalee Livengood. Livengood pushes it ahead to Dawson. Dawson moving to the hoop. Finds Larrabee underneath the basket. Up and no good, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. It will send Gracie Larrabee to the free throw line for two shots for Nottoway Valley. Foul is going to be called on Fall City's Bella Johansson. On Johansson, her first personal foul, team foul number three. 3:41 left to play here in the second quarter. Gracie Larrabee at the free throw line. Up and good for Gracie Larrabee, a sophomore for this Nottoway Valley team. One more free throw on the way. She stands at the line. Shot is on the way, up and good. So 4-for-4 are the Thunder, all here in the second quarter, but they can shoot their free throws. They lead by three at 14-11. Right side, this is Brenna Glothar with it. She'll dribble down to the right corner, back out top Johansson. They swing it to Diosman on the left side. Underneath, they try to bounce it in to Dunkus. She's triple-teamed under there, back outside Johansson. Now here's a dribble drive effort by Glothar that's kicked back out to Johansson, top of the key. Gosman has it. They find Dunkus underneath the hoop. Shot is up, off glass, won't fall. Rebound's going to be cleared out of there by Abigail Haley for Nottoway Valley. The Thunder lead by three, 14-11, with 3:10 left to play here in the second. Into the front court comes the Thunder. Dawson has it, right side. They throw it underneath to Jenkins. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Carly Dunkus. It'll stay with Nottoway Valley with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Into the ball game comes Caitlin Rod for Fall City. She will replace Carly Dunkus. Underneath the basket on the right side, it stands Annalee Livengood for the Nottoway Valley Thunder. She'll trigger it in. Looking to get it underneath, they choose to opt it out to the top of the key. That was Jenkins with it. Again, just the Thunder playing with five girls here, so you're going to hear the same names all night. Three-point effort, up and good by Annalee Livengood. Annalee Livengood obviously can shoot that basketball. She's got 10 points on the evening, and the Thunder lead 17-11. The Fall City Tigers back into the front court, trailing by six now. This is Rod with it. It's going to be stolen away by Nottoway Valley. And the ball is going to go out of bounds. Couldn't quite corral it. It'll stay with the Tigers. But as I was saying before, the Nottoway Valley Thunder only have five girls eligible to play tonight because of two injuries to some other team members. Mackenzie Haining and Bella Walker both out with injuries tonight. So the Thunder playing with these five girls. Leading by six, Dunkus has it down into the corner. Rod has it. Out top Johansson. They swing it from left to right. Underneath, they try to get it to Titus. Now Titus is going to throw it away, aired into the hands of Annalee Livengood. Livengood is going to have the basketball, and a whistle and a timeout is going to be called by Coach Tiffany McGinnis. We'll take one, too. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to high school basketball on KTNC.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
17-11, Ottawa Valley on the road tonight here at Falls City High School, but they do have the lead. My name is Cody Schwong, Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer. I want to remind everybody, if you're looking for different ways to listen to our broadcast, we do have the MSC Sports Radio Network. Just follow that by mscsports.net, and then there's a Listen Live link on the top right section of that page. And then you can choose which studio you want to listen to. So if you're looking for us, we're over on KTNC. You can hear us worldwide. KLZA, that's Sunny 101.3, where the Johnson Brock Eagles are playing host to Palmyra tonight. So you can hear that one over on that station there. Also, have AM 107.1 FM and 1230 AM for this broadcast. Into the front court come the Thunder of Nottoway Valley. Live and Good has it out top on the right side. Underneath they go Larrabee, Gracie Larrabee back out top, Livengood. Livengood uses her dribble. In front of the defender, that's Glothar with it. They cross-court pass over to Haley Dawson. Dawson dribbles through defenders all the way to the right corner. Outside it goes Livengood. She thought about shooting that one. She'll use her dribble back out top. Livengood does have 10. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City, I believe. That's going to be on Dunkus. It is going to be on Carly Dunkus. On Carly, her third personal foul. Team foul number 4. So one more, and the Thunder will be shooting free throws here in the second quarter. A minute 42 left to play. Gosman checks back in for Dunkus after picking up that third foul. Live and Good is going to trigger it in. She'll throw it to Haley Dawson right in front of the scorer's table here. As we sit, now the ball's going to be poked away. Good defensive effort there by Brenna Glothar. Glothar couldn't quite corral the steal. Here's a three-point look up and good by Haley Dawson. Her second three-pointer on the evening. And the Thunder lead 20-11 here in the dwelling seconds of the second quarter. Whistle and a foul is going to be called as the Tigers bring it across the timeline. That was Johansson over there. Foul is going to be called on Annalee Livengood. On Livengood, her first personal foul, team foul number 1. Johansson will throw it into Gosman. Gosman's going to walk with it. Had an opportunity kind of to drive the basketball there. Had a lot of bare area to drive it and just couldn't quite figure out what she wanted to do, dribble, run, both, and so it'll be a turnover to Nottoway Valley nonetheless. Maybe a little bit of an issue with the clock here, and Nottoway Valley will have the basketball. I believe they're going to add some more time on the clock. They do. They put a minute 20 left on the clock instead of a minute 10. Nottoway Valley basketball. Live and Good will have it. She'll bring it across the timeline, right across the Tiger head here at Fall City Tiger High School. They bounce past it underneath. This is the Thunder with it. Up and no good is Haley Dawson, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called, and we'll send Haley Dawson, the senior on this basketball team, to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Bristol Titus. On Titus, her second personal foul, team foul number 5. So free throws the rest of the way of this quarter for the Thunder. First free throw up and off, no good for Haley Dawson. She's got 6 points on the evening. 0 for 1 so far at the free throw line. They do lead 20-11 with a minute 10 left to go here in the second. Free throw on the way up and off right iron, won't fall. Tried to bounce around and fall in, but never did. Rebound's going to be down to Bristol Titus for Fall City. Into the front court. This is Glothar with it. Glothar uses her dribble through defenders. Now she's going to lose it. Stolen away by Abigail Haley. Haley's going to get the steal. 57 seconds left to go here in the second. The long down court pass to Larrabee. Larrabee puts a shot up from the left short corner, won't fall. Rebound down to Bristol Titus. Titus off to Johansson. Johansson across the timeline with 45 to go here in the second. Underneath, they bounce it under to Caitlin Broad. Broad turns around, jump shot up and good, and the foul. So into the scorebook goes Caitlin Broad with an opportunity for an and one here. Foul's going to be called on Miley Jenkins. On Jenkins, her first personal foul, team foul number 2 with 40 seconds left to play here in the second. Caitlin Broad takes aim. Free throw on the way up and off. Right iron won't go. 12-13, and the score remains. Nottoway Valley in the lead. Into the front court come the Thunder. Live and Good with the basketball down to Dawson. Live and Good and Dawson, the two playmakers on this team. Now here's Larrabee. Back outside Dawson. Dawson dribble drives right corner, trying to get underneath the Jenkins. Now they go back out top to Live and Good. Live and Good dribble to the free throw line. Knocked away, stolen away by Titus. Now a whistle and a kick ball violation is going to be kicked by Fall City. It'll stay with Nottoway Valley as the clock shows 16 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Don't go away during our halftime. We will have a halftime show for you. Here's a three-point opportunity from the right wing. Up and good. Anna Lee Livengood, her third three-pointer on the evening. She's got 13 points here in the first half, and now it's a 10-point lead for Nottoway Valley. On the ensuing possession, Johansson was trying to get it down to Glothar. The ball's going to be touched last by the Thunder over there in front of the student section here at Fall City High. They will have the ball. They try to throw it underneath the rod, and that's the final horn of the first half. 23-13, the Nottoway Valley Thunder in front here in front of the Fall City Tigers here at halftime. We'll take a two-minute break, come back and check out first half stats. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime here at Fall City High. The Nottoway Valley on the road this evening with the lead at halftime in this girls' contest, 23-13. A look at individual scoring for our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. The Thunder were led by Annalie Livengood. She had 13 points on the night. Haley Dawson had in the first half. 2 points for Gracie Larrabee and 2 points for Miley Jenkins. The Nottoway Valley Thunder 4-4-6 from the free throw line in the first half. Fourth Fall City Tigers trailing by 10. They're led by freshman Tessa Gosman with 5 points, Bella Johansson with a three-pointer, Brenna Glothar with a three-pointer, and 2 points for Caitlin Broad for their total of 13. That's our score at the half. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a two-minute timeout, check out the local weather, another two-minute timeout full of sponsorships, and we'll be back for third quarter action as the Tigers trail 23-13 here at half. My name is Cody Schwong, Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer. Back after the halftime break, you're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, FAST is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at FAST. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's FAST Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group, direct written premium.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Partly cloudy tonight, a low temperature in the lower 30s with gusty west winds as high as 35 miles an hour. On Wednesday, we'll see sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-40s and northwest winds still gusting up to 35 miles an hour at times. Wednesday night, cloudy, with temperatures in the upper 20s, and winds out of the east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, sunshine, with high temperatures in the mid-50s and light south winds. Thursday night, partly cloudy, with temperatures in the upper 20s. On Friday, we'll see mainly cloudy skies and colder temperatures, highs in the upper 30s, as winds become northerly and a little bit stronger at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 30. Sunday, mainly sunny, with highs only in the upper 20s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 52.
Want to give a gift that will last a lifetime? At Heller Martial Arts, we build confidence, teach self-defense, make friends, create leaders, and so much more. And there's no batteries required. Learn more about our classes at hellermartialarts.com. Parents, need a few hours away from the kids this season? Sign them up for our glow party, Saturday, September 13th. Starting at 5:30, we'll have 3 hours worth of glow-in-the-dark games, activities, and pizza. That's Heller Martial Arts in Falls City, 402-380-3383.
This holiday season, F&M Bank sends you and your family our warmest greetings and heartfelt wishes. We invite you to stop by either of our locations where a fresh cup of coffee and friendly conversations await. Come meet our family at F&M. The people dedicated to caring for you. From our family to yours, may your holidays be filled with joy, peace, and cherished moments. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC, has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're at halftime in the girls' contest here at Fall City High School here this evening. The Nottoway Valley on the road with the lead, 23-13 at half. Big, big, big first half for Anna Lee Livengood in the Thunder. She had 13 points with 3 three-pointers, and she was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. So the Nottoway Valley Thunder do only have the 5 girls playing tonight. Spoke with the coach, if you weren't tuned into the pregame, I spoke with Coach Tiffany McGinnis over there before the contest. She said they have 2 girls, Mackenzie Hannig, as well as Bella Walker, a senior, but both of those two ladies out with injuries here this evening and have been out for the last couple games. They are 4-0 on the season, so they do know how to win contests with low numbers in retrospect in the basketball game. Halftime, both teams back out on the court, the Tigers and the Thunder, both in their respective huddles. Clock is ticking down here at halftime and will be set for second quarter action. Want to remind everybody that Rain Gatula is over on Sunny 101.3 at Johnson Brock, as Palmyra has traveled down to Johnson tonight to play the Eagles. At halftime, the Johnson Brock Eagles lead 21-14. That is halftime of the girls game over on Sunny 101.3. Back here at Fall City, as we have mentioned, the Tigers do trail by 10 here at halftime, 23-13. We are getting set for second half action. The fans have came back, found their seats. Students back out on the court, ready to play. There's that buzzer I'm sure you could hear. That means we're ready for second half play. It'll be Nottoway Valley basketball. Inbounding will be Haley Dawson. Dawson will trigger it into Livengood. Livengood, the point guard, the leading scorer on this Thunder team. She'll go right back to Dawson after the inbound. Dawson has it out near the volleyball spike line. Cross-court pass it into the hands of Livengood. Livengood underneath Larrabee. Larrabee holds it there. Now she looks to bounce it underneath to Livengood. Does so. Back out top. She'll use her dribble. Cross-court pass thrown away. Good defensive effort by Brenna Glothar for the Tigers. Glothar brings it in front of the scorer's table. From our left to right now as they've switched ends. Now the ball's going to be knocked away by Nottoway Valley. It'll stay with Fall City as they were trying to bounce it underneath to Bristol Titus and able to get the hands on it. They're going to say Titus touched that ball last, so it'll stay with or go back to Nottoway Valley. Into the front court comes Anna Lee Livengood with it. Off to the right side, Haley Dawson. Dawson tries to throw it underneath to Miley Jenkins. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Just over the outstretched hands of Jenkins, it'll go back to the Tigers. Dunkus does have those 3 personal fouls, is in the ball game. She'll trigger it into Bella Johansson, and Johansson will bring it into the front court. Off to the left side it goes Gosman. Gosman back to Johansson. They move it from left to right. Now it's Carly Dunkus with it in the right corner. Holding it there. Holding it there. Now uses her dribble to the basket. Puts a shot up. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. Shot will not fall. So we will send senior Carly Dunkus to the free throw line for a pair. Foul is going to be called on the Thunder's Haley Dawson. On Dawson, her first personal foul. Team foul number 1 of this first quarter. First free throw up and good by Carly Dunkus. Dunkus enters the scoring column. Second free throw up and good as well. So 2 free throws good for Carly Dunkus. And it's back to an 8-point advantage for Nottoway Valley. 23-15 our score. Off to the right side with it is Haley Dawson. Dawson cross court to Livengood, who had an open look for 3. She'll dribble to the free throw line. Shot up off front iron won't fall. Tessa Gosman pulls down the rebound for Fall City. Off into the hands of Bella Johansson. She'll bring it across. Johansson picks up her dribble. Top of the key. Being hounded by Livengood. They get it off to Glothar. Glothar will use her dribble to the corner. Now over to Titus. Titus right back to Glothar. Lack of movement here for the Tigers. Now Dunkus has it right back into the hands of Titus. The ball stayed on the right side of the court here for a long time. Titus will use her dribble to the basket. Puts the shot up. Won't fall. Rebound comes down to Carly Dunkus. She's going to have it taken away by Anna Lee Livengood. Good, good, good defensive effort by Anna Lee Livengood there for Nottoway Valley. 23-15, almost 2 minutes played here in the third. Livengood has it off to the left side, Dawson. The Thunder score this year so far in the third quarter. Here's Livengood, right side. She'll dribble it back out top. They swing it around. Ends up in the hands of Dawson. She'll try a three from the left corner. Won't fall. Rebound comes down to Carly Dunkus. Dunkus brings it across on the right side. Hands it off to Glothar. Glothar crossover dribble. Stolen away by the Thunder. Ahead to the front court. Comes Annalee Livengood. Up and good. Livengood with 15 points on the evening. And it's back to a 10-point lead at 25-15 with 5:25 left to play here in the third. Glothar, open drive to the basket, puts a shot up and good. Brenna Glothar scores another field goal. She's got five on the evening. 25-17, Nottoway Valley. Into the front court comes Livengood. Uses her dribble, cross over to the left hand. Now over to Dawson on the left side, looking to go to Larrabee. Picks up her dribble, now they bounce it into Larrabee. Tipped out back into the hands of Dawson. To Livengood. She'll try to drive down the paint. Has it knocked away. Ball's on the floor. Going to be a jump ball on the floor. Possession arrow is going to be with the Tigers. 4:52 left to play here in the third. 25-17. Nottoway Valley still in front. Dunkus will throw it into Johansson. Johansson. 3 points on the evening. Off to the right side, Glothar. They swing it from right to left. Into the hands of Johansson, underneath to Gosman. Back out top they go, Dunkus. Dunkus, she'll dribble to the paint. Puts a shot up, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called as Dunkus was trying to make a move to the hoop there. The foul is going to be called on Nottoway Valley's Miley Jenkins. On Jenkins, her second personal foul, team foul number two. So we just sent Carly Dunkus to the free throw line earlier in this quarter. Third free throw of the quarter up and good by Carly Dunkus. She's got 3 points on the evening. Pending another one here. 4:32 left to go here in the third. Second free throw for Dunkus up and good as well. She's got 4 points and it's 25-19. 6-point advantage for the Tigers. Nottoway Valley basketball. This is Livengood. She'll dribble in front of Tessa Gosman. Now they swing it to the left corner. Far corner. Jenkins bounce pass underneath to the left block. Falling down is Larrabee trying to collect herself. Now they're going to get it back out to Livengood to set up the offense. Down to Dawson, right corner. She'll dribble. Back out top, Livengood. Livengood, crossover dribble, thinks about the three. Now she'll shoot a three, up and no good. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Bristol Titus for the Tigers. Into the hands of Johansson with the basketball. They push it. Look to go to Glothar. Open look for three, right corner. Up and off front iron won't fall. Trying to track down her own rebound, but it's going to be cleared out of there by Gracie Larrabee for the Nottoway Valley Thunder. Livengood back into the front court, moving from my right to left. They give it to Livengood. Oh, here's a back cut. Up and no good. On the shot was Haley Dawson. Did a great job of getting herself open on a back cut, getting to the basket, but can't get the shot to fall. Ball going to be tipped around on the rebound. Out of bounds, last touch by Fall City. It'll be Thunder basketball. Dawson will throw it in. She does throw it into Livengood. Livengood right back to Dawson. Three-point opportunity up and short. Won't fall. On the rebound, two girls there for it. Bella Johansson for the Tigers. And for the Thunder, Gracie Larrabee. Jump ball is the call. The possession arrow is with Nottoway Valley. So we'll try it again. Dawson will trigger it in. They lob it in to Livengood. Livengood right back to Dawson. Another try. Left corner this time. No good. Rebound's going to be tipped around and ends up in the hands of Bristol Titus after the three-point opportunity. This is Bella Johansson with it, with 3:21 left to go here in the third. The score 25-19. Here's Dunkus with it. On the drive to the basket, up and good. Carly Dunkus with her first field goal. She's got 6 points on the night. Timeout, Nottoway Valley, 25-21. 3:10 left to go here in the third. The Tigers chipping away in this one. We'll take a 30-second break on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Tigers on an 8-2 third quarter run here to start things with 3:10 left to go here in the third. They've trimmed the lead all the way down to 4, 25-21 Thunder. Timeout was taken by Coach Tiffany McGinnis. This might be where you start thinking maybe some tired legs for the Thunder, only having five girls on the court. Maybe looking to give some water, get them refreshed, and get them back out there. 25-21 our score here at Fall City High School. We'd like to thank our presenting sponsor here this evening. Our presenting sponsor for this game is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local solutions, local decisions, and local focus, all at F&M Bank here in Fall City. All right, back to live action. It'll be Thunder basketball. In the backcourt with the basketball is Livengood. Livengood with 15 points on the evening. Livengood with the only field goal for the Thunder here in the second half. This is Larrabee with it, looking to change that up. Larrabee dribbles to the right corner. Now she'll find Dawson on the cut. Dawson, field goal up underneath the basket. Good by Haley Dawson. Dawson's got 8 points on the evening, the second field goal for the Thunder here in the second half. Gosman back the other way. Finds Rod up and good underneath the basket. Great pass from Tessa Gosman to Caitlin Rod, freshman to freshman there, for the basket for Fall City. 27-23. Nottoway Valley up by four and with the basketball. Right side it goes into the hands of Abigail Haley. Haley will use her dribble around a defender. Over to the left corner, Dawson. They try to find Larrabee underneath the hoop. Up, can't fall. Won't fall. Rebound going to be cleared out of there by Carly Dunkus. Dunkus, crossover dribble. Has it knocked away, stolen away now by Larrabee. Back over to Livengood. Great pass over to Dawson. Up and good by Nottoway Valley. That was great execution from Livengood to Dawson for the Thunder. 29-23 the score. 2 minutes left to go here in the third. They try to throw it underneath to Johansson. Do the Tigers. Can't get the shot to fall. And rebound pulled out of there by Miley Jenkins for the Thunder. With the basketball is Anna Lee Livengood. She'll go to the left side, Dawson. Dawson back to Livengood. She has down by the left block an open look for Jenkins. Pass it back out. Thrown away by Tessa Gosman. Gosman coast to coast trying to get the rebound up and good on the layup was Tessa Gosman. Gosman with 7 points on the evening. And it's just a 4-point lead for Nottoway Valley, 29-25. Here's Dawson with it. Dawson down in the right corner. Jenkins, they throw it into Larrabee. Larrabee bounce pass underneath to Haley. Up and good. Abigail Haley with the field goal. 31-25. A minute 18 left to go here in the third. Back and forth scoring. Bella Johansson to Gosman on the left side. Top of the key, Dunkus. Thought about the three. Now she'll go to the right side, Glothar. Glothar to Johansson. Looking to get it underneath to Caitlin Rod. Now they'll go back out top to Dunkus. Dunkus will toss it over to Gosman. And Jenkins was trying to get the basketball. Going to make Gosman hit the deck. Foul's going to be called on Miley Jenkins. On Jenkins, her third personal foul. Team foul number three of this third quarter. Back into the game comes Bristol Titus for the Tigers, replacing Brenna Glothar. 31-25 the score. Nottoway Valley in front here in this girls' contest. Stay tuned. We will have boys' action here for you later tonight, around 20 minutes after the conclusion of this one. So stay tuned for that. Tigers basketball. Titus back underneath to Gosman. Gosman in the paint. Trapped down there. Gets it back out to Titus in the right corner. They swing it around. Rod to Gosman. Left corner now. Has it. Back out top, Dunkus. Dunkus will try a deep three. Up and off. Left iron won't fall. Rebound's going to end up in the hands of Dunkus on the long rebound. Titus will have it. Trying to lob it underneath to Johansson. Stolen away by Livengood. Livengood on the floor and a whistle and a jump ball is going to be the call. Possession arrow with the Tigers. So Livengood was trying to track that basketball down, but Bella Johansson had a good effort play there, able to tie the basketball up to cause the jump ball. Dunkus will throw it in. She goes into Johansson, left corner. Now out top to Gosman. Gosman swings it to Rod. Rod underneath to Dunkus. Dunkus up off the glass and good, plus the foul. Carly Dunkus with her second field goal and an opportunity for an and one. Foul is going to be called on Miley Jenkins. On Jenkins, her fourth personal foul. Free throw on the way up and off right iron this time. Won't fall for Carly Dunkus. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Jenkins' knee on the rebound. It's going to stay with Fall City with 18.6 seconds left to go here in the third. Inbounding, Dunkus throws it into Johansson. Johansson back to the right corner. Titus. Titus uses her dribble on the baseline, nearly loses it. Back out top it goes Gosman. Gosman tries to corral it off the floor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Nottoway Valley. They're going to call a holding foul, I believe, maybe on Livengood here. No, they're going to tag Haley Dawson. Dawson's going to pick up foul number two. And we're going to send Tessa Gosman to the free throw line. She does have 7 points on the evening. A pair of free throws pending here. Gosman at the free throw line. 6.7 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Gosman's first free throw, no good. Sub into the ball game comes Destiny Pierce for Fall City. Gosman's free throw. Second opportunity on the way. Up and off, back iron won't fall. Rebound comes down into the hands of Abigail Haley. 3 seconds. Live and good. She can shoot it out there. Loses the handle on it, and that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. The score, Nottoway Valley 31, Fall City 27. In an action-packed third quarter, we'll take a one-minute break and back to wrap this thing up in the fourth quarter. You're enjoying high school basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back to live action. It'll be Nottoway Valley basketball here to start the fourth quarter with a four-point lead, 31-27. Except before, we will have a boys game coming up after this one, nearly 20 minutes after the conclusion of this. So use the restroom, grab a hot cup of coffee, a cup of hot chocolate, come back in and bundle up for the second game of our doubleheader here this evening from Fall City High School. Here's a bounce pass underneath to Larrabee, up and good by Nottoway Valley's Gracie Larrabee. She has her fourth point on the evening, and it's a six-point lead, 33-27 for the Thunder. Titus, right corner for the Tigers, holds it there momentarily. Now they swing it around to Glothar on the left side. Johansson has it, bounce pass, right back to Johansson on the give and go. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Nottoway Valley. Johansson will go to the free throw line for two. So a good give and go play there by Bella Johansson, able to pass the ball and not quit moving. She cuts to the basket, gets it right back, and she'll earn a trip to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called. They took the number down already. I missed the number. As Johansson's free throw will not fall. No good for Bella Johansson. Our score remains 33-27. Free throw on the way up and off. Front iron won't fall for Johansson. She's 0 for 2 from the line on that possession. 33-27. Here's a down court pass by Nottoway Valley. Up and good by Gracie Larrabee. Larrabee with a couple baskets back-to-back to open up the scoring here in the fourth quarter for the Nottoway Valley Thunder. 35-27 the score. Dunkus has it for the Tigers. They work it around. Johansson has it on the left wing, top of the key, Dunkus. Dunkus off to Glothar. She'll try a three. Right wing off, won't fall. Rebound can be tipped around, safe from going out of bounds. Good hustle play by Abigail Haley. Now here's a down court pass, long down court pass, alive and good, up off the glass, won't fall. Bella Johansson pulls down the rebound for Fall City. 6:40 left to go, 35-27. The Tigers trail by 8. Bristol, Titus underneath to Dunkus. Can't get the shot to go. There's Bella Johansson with the offensive rebound for Fall City. They'll reset the clock. The shot clock, that is. Glothar will work it around to Johansson. Left side, left wing. Back out top, Glothar looking to get it into Titus. They go back out top. Now they work the ball around. Here's a steal. Annalee Livengood on the steal for Nottoway Valley. Fast break. Up and good Annalee Livengood, 17 points on the evening, and is back to a 10-point advantage for Nottoway Valley at 37-27. 6:06 left to go here in the fourth. Coach Don Hogue will take a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Tiger Basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
So just as the Tigers went on an 8-0 run to start that third quarter, the Nottoway Valley Thunder have came out here in the fourth quarter with a 6-0 run of their own to stretch the lead back to 10 at 37-27. They are leading, getting led by Annalee Livengood. She has 17 points on the evening. Haley Dawson and Gracie Larrabee both chipping in quite a few baskets for the Nottoway Valley Thunder as well. 6:06 left to play here in the fourth. Like I said before, the Tigers do trail by 10, 37-27. They do have the basketball. Bella Johansson will take the inbound pass from Dunkus. Dunkus will get it right back. She'll dribble to their left elbow area. Now back out top it goes Glothar. They move it around from left to right to Johansson. Now Titus has it in the right corner. Double team down there. They toss it out to Rod. Rod to Johansson. Back to Rod. Glothar will try another triple. Up off front iron won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled out of there by Carly Dunkus. Good offensive rebound for the Tigers. Into the hands of Caitlin Rod, right side. Now to Dunkus. Dunkus, dribble drive to the paint. Little floater up and good by Carly Dunkus. She gets that one to go. 37-29 now our score as the clock shows 5:26 left to go here in quarter number four. Into the front court come the Thunder. This is Annalee Livengood. Off to the right side, Dawson. Haley Dawson. She'll hold it there. Now as they bounce past it in to Larrabee. Nice kick out to Livengood. Livengood had an opportunity for three there. Decides to pull it back out. She'll use her dribble to the right side. Now they find Dawson in the right corner. Looking to set something up are the Thunders. Is the shot clock as at 7. Livengood to Dawson. Dawson bounce past to Larrabee. Larrabee tries to put a move on Bella Johansson, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers, as Gracie Larrabee was trying to move to the basket there. Foul is going to be called on Bristol Titus. On Titus, her third personal foul, team foul number one. So it'll stay with Nottoway Valley. Underneath their own basket, 4:56 left to go here in the fourth. Sub into the ball game comes Tessa Gosman. Gosman will replace Brenna Glothar. Glothar takes a seat. Gosman in. Freshman for freshman here, substitution. Ball is inbounded by the Thunder. Livengood down to Dawson. Dawson underneath to Larrabee. Back out Livengood. They run a little triangle offense over there with Livengood and Dawson being outside and Gracie Larrabee in the middle. It's really worked for the Thunder. Livengood has it. Clock down to 4:38. Here's a cross-court pass to Jenkins. Jenkins gets her own rebound on the missed shot and then can't get the second one to go. Has it knocked away, but it does end up in the hands of the Thunder. Livengood open look for three from the left wing won't fall. Rebound's going to come down to Caitlin Rod for Fall City. Johansson into the front court. Rod on the right side. She tosses it into Bristol Titus. Titus looking to make a move to the basket. Puts a shot up and will not fall. But on the shot there was a foul. We'll send Bristol Titus to the free throw line for a couple. Foul's going to be called on Abigail Haley. On Haley, her third personal foul now. Team foul number two. 37-29 still the score. The Thunder ahead by 8 here. Titus's free throw up and good. So Bristol Titus gets into the scoring column with her first point. 1-for-1 so far at the free throw line is Bristol Titus, just a sophomore. So back to the pregame show, a young squad for the Tigers as her second free throw goes as well. Now just a 6-point advantage for Nottoway Valley. With the basketball comes Annalee Livengood. She lobs it to the free throw line. Here's Dawson on the back cut. And big collision down there. Bristol Titus was trying to recover, kind of got beat on the play. Tried to make up for it. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Bristol Titus. Her fourth personal foul, team foul number two. Another timeout on the court, 37-31. The Tigers trail by 6 here with 4 minutes and 8 seconds left to go here in the fourth. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're enjoying high school basketball on KTNC.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
37-31, 4 minutes and 8 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. It will be Nottoway Valley basketball after the timeout, as we have Haley Dawson down there ready to trigger it in. She'll throw it in underneath her basket on the left side on the baseline. Dawson throws it in, lobs it in. Annalee Livengood catches it at the top of the key. They work it to the right side, Abigail Haley. Haley down to Jenkins. Jenkins out top. Ball's going to get away from the Thunder, and they're going to say last touch by Tessa Gosman, but they got a hand on it over there on the far side in front of the student section. Couldn't quite see it from my vantage point, but it will stay with the Thunder. Lobbing it in to Abigail Haley, out between the circles, near the volleyball spike line. They give it right back to Livengood. She'll use her dribble to the left side, on the left wing with it. Now she'll try to move towards the basket against the defense from Bella Johansson. Now they'll go out top Larrabee. Larrabee, dribble drive to the hoop, up off front iron, won't fall. Get your own rebound. Ball's going to be tipped around as they were trying to get it to Livengood. Livengood ends up with it. Now they move it around to Larrabee. Larrabee, bounce pass underneath to Jenkins. Jenkins puts a shot up, a whistle, and a foul's going to be called. Foul's going to be called on Tessa Gosman. On Tessa, her second personal foul, team foul number 3. 37-31 the score. 3:29 left to go as we send Nottoway Valley's Miley Jenkins to the free throw line. Miley does have 2 points on the evening, has not been to the free throw line. Free throw on the way. Up and off, will not fall. Sub into the ball game comes Brenna Glothar for the Fall City Tigers, replacing Tessa Gosman. Out on the floor right now for the Tigers is Rod, Titus, Johansson, Glothar, and Carly Dunkus. Free throw on the way. Up and in and out, won't fall for Miley Jenkins. 0 for 2 from the stripe that time. Tigers back the other way, trailing by 6, 37-31. This is into the hands of Brenna Glothar. Glothar outside, it goes to Rod. Rod, the Dunkus, will try a three, can't get it to fall. Rebound's going to be on the floor, and I believe we're going to have a jump ball. Jump ball is the call. Possession arrow stays with the Tigers here with 3:12 left to go. So a 6-point ball game as we're nearing the 3-minute mark. Here in the fourth, it'll be the Tigers basketball. Kind of needing a basket right here if you're the Tigers. Dunkus throwing it in. She goes to Rod in the left corner. Here's Glothar, top of the key. Works it around to the right side. Titus, lob pass into Dunkus. Dunkus tried to do a step through. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Carly Dunkus' shot. Foul on North Nottoway Valley here. Foul is going to be called on Gracie Larrabee. On Larrabee, her first personal foul, team foul number 3. Carly Dunkus, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Free throw on the way, up and off, will not fall. Another opportunity coming here, so the score remains 37-31. The Tigers trail by 6. Dunkus' free throw, up and good. She does get that one to fall. Now it's just a 5-point game for the Tigers. 3 minutes and 2 seconds left to go in the fourth. 37-32, Nottoway Valley with the basketball and up by 5. Larrabee has it for Nottoway Valley on the top of the key. Off to the right side, Jenkins. They toss it in to, that was a cutting Dawson. Haley Dawson can't get the basket to go on the cut. Now the ball is going to be loose on the floor. It's going to hit the deck. Player still on the court. Into the front court come the Tigers, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Nottoway Valley there as Dunkus was bringing the basketball up the court. Foul is going to be called on Nottoway Valley's Annalee Livengood. On Livengood, her second personal foul, team foul number 4. 4 team fouls for the Thunder, 3 team fouls for the Tiger. Stoppage in play. I believe the shot clock did not start there. So the officials come over towards the scores table to get the clock situation reset. And it'll be Tiger basketball here after the stoppage in play. They trail by 5 at 37-32 with 2:37 left to go. They will change the clock down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds, so the shot clock not affected, but the game clock down to 2:40. Clock is running. Inbound pass comes into Dunkus. Dunkus gets it right back on the cut to the hoop, up off the glass and good. Carly Dunkus scores another basket, and it's 34-37, the closest the Tigers have been since early in the second quarter. Nottoway Valley with the basketball, 2:21 left to go in the fourth. Right side, this is Dawson with it. Dawson will try a three-pointer out from the right wing that won't fall. Ball's going to go out of bounds, but stay with Nottoway Valley, 2:14 to go. Underneath the basket is Anna Lee Livengood, triggering it in. She'll throw it in on the baseline on the right side of her own basket. She throws it in. Long court pass is stolen away by Gothar. Gothar gets it out to Bristol Titus, back into the hands of Johansson. Trailing by three with the basketball are the Tigers. Here's Dunkus on the dribble to the free throw line. Outside Gothar will try another three, up and won't fall. Defensive rebound pulled down by Miley Jenkins. Miley Jenkins is going to get called for traveling as she hits the deck. 37-34, a turnover right back to Fall City. A minute 57 left to go here in the fourth. Minute 57 to go in the fourth. Inbound comes in to Caitlin Rod. They throw it underneath to Dunkus. Dunkus moves to the hoop. Up off the glass, won't fall. There's Titus with the rebound. Up and good. Excuse me, that was Caitlin Rod on the putback for Fall City. 36-37, the Tigers trail by one. Nottoway Valley with the basketball. A minute 40 to play. Timeout on the court, 37-36. The Nottoway Valley and Thunder in front of the Tigers by one. We'll take a 30-second break on KTNC.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
So the Tigers have made this thing a ball game here late in the fourth quarter. It is 37-36 with 1:41 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Possession arrow does favor Nottoway Valley here, so that could be crucial. Team fouls. Nottoway Valley has four team fouls, so as soon as the next foul happens on Nottoway Valley, the Tigers will be shooting. Three team fouls on the Tigers, so still two more to go before we send the Thunder to the free throw line. Into the front court comes Anna Lee Livengood with it. Cross-court pass, Larrabee. Gracie Larrabee uses her dribble to the right side, down in the corner to Dawson. Dawson tries to get it into Larrabee, knocked away by Caitlin Rod. Rod with the steal. Johansson with the basketball now for the Tigers. Into the front court with a minute 22 left to play. Titus, right short corner, tried to lob it underneath to Dunkus. Dunkus shot up and good for the first lead in the ball game. The Tigers lead by one, 38-37 with a minute 12 left to play. Here comes Livengood into the front court for Nottoway Valley. Uses a left-hand dribble. They pass it off to Abigail Haley. Back to Livengood. Livengood uses her dribble through traffic. Puts the shot up off the glass. Won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled out of there by Caitlin Rod for the Tigers. Into the front court comes Bella Johansson. Johansson off to the right side. Gothar. Gothar down to Rod. Back out Gothar. 45 seconds left to go here in the fourth. Tigers up by one with the basketball. Titus has it. Left short corner. Back out to Dunkus. 40 seconds. Shot clock down to 15, so there will be time for Nottoway Valley to run another play here. Underneath to Titus. Titus in a whistle and a foul is going to be called under there as Titus was trying to get out of traffic. Nottoway Valley was just trying to get the basketball, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Abigail Haley, on Haley, her fourth personal foul. Team foul number five, so we will send Caitlin Rod to the free throw line, where she has not been yet this evening. She does have 6 points on the night. Free throw pending. On the way up and good. Good free throw by Caitlin Rod, just another freshman on this basketball team. Carly Dunkus, the lone senior, has 15 points on the evening, as Rod's free throw won't fall on that one, so it remains just a 2-point lead for the Tigers. Timeout on the court. The Tigers lead by two, 39-37, pending Nottoway Valley having the basketball. After this timeout, we'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Tiger Basketball on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A good one live here at Fall City High School tonight. In the girls' contest, it's 39-37. The Tigers lead by two now after they've battled back from being down 10 here earlier in the fourth quarter. It will be Nottoway Valley basketball down by two with 30.8 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. So a good opportunity for the Nottoway Valley Thunder. Let's see what they draw up offensively and what Coach Don Hogue for the Fall City Lady Tigers can draw up defensively here in this could be final possession of the game here. Both teams coming back out on the court after the timeout. We do have a final from Johnson Brock. It's the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles 43, Palmyra 31. A final in that girls' contest over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Inbounding. This is Anna Lee live and good. Shot clock is off as we near the end of the ball game here in Fall City. With the basketball is Haley Dawson for the Thunder. Off to the right side it goes Abigail Haley. She bounce passes it down to Livengood. Livengood loses the handle on it. Out top it goes Larrabee. Clock down to 10 seconds. Larrabee on the dribble drive, puts the shot up, a whistle and a foul is going to be called as Larrabee was driving to the basket. I believe they're going to tag that foul on Bristol Titus. And they are. Bristol Titus is going to pick up her fifth personal foul. She will be out of the ball game. Fourth team foul. We will send Gracie Larrabee to the free throw line where she is 2-for-2 on the evening. Larrabee, 6 points on the night. As I said, two free throws there in the second quarter, both good for Gracie Larrabee. Two free throws pending here in the fourth. Second, first free throw up and off, back iron won't fall for Gracie Larrabee. Clock shows a minute or 8 seconds, 8.7 seconds left to go here in the fourth. And I believe we're going to have possibly a timeout. Timeout on the court called by Nottoway Valley, 39-37, full timeout. So we will take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back on KTNC.
Stay healthy this holiday season. The holidays are right around the corner. As we gather with family and friends, it's important to stay healthy. Protect yourself and your loved ones by practicing good hand hygiene and getting your flu shot. But if you do find yourself feeling under the weather, don't worry. Sabetha Family Practice is here to help. Call them today at 785-284-2141. We're committed to care.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A two-point ball game, pending a Nottoway Valley free throw after this timeout. Gracie Larrabee, a sophomore for this Thunder basketball team, will be at the free throw line. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We will come back after a little bit of a break after this ball game's wrapped up. Look at how your favorite player did tonight in the scorebook. And then we will send it back to the studio to get ready for a boys' contest here at Fall City High School. Both teams back out on the court. Gracie Larrabee makes her way to the free throw line. Takes aim for the free throw. Up and in and out. Won't fall. Rebound comes down to Duncan. Duncan whistle, and I believe they're going to call a jump ball. Jump ball is the call. Clock shows 6.1 seconds left to go. Possession arrow is with Nottoway Valley. So a missed free throw by Gracie Larrabee. 0-for-2 on that trip, but they do have the ball. Thunder inbound. This is Dawson with it. They'll try to throw it in, I believe. Probably go to Livengood. They do. Livengood catches it behind the arc. Dribble drive. Kick out. Dawson. Three-pointer. Up and good! Haley Dawson knocks down a three-pointer. And that's going to be the end of the ball game. The Nottoway Valley Thunder are going to pull this one off, 40-39, after the Tigers outscore the Thunder in the fourth quarter, 12-9. So just that three-pointer on a buzzer beater by Haley Dawson, the senior on the Nottoway Valley Thunder basketball team, will give them the win. 42-39 will be the final. We're going to take a two-minute break, come back and look at the game stats, have a post-game show for you on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are listening to KTNC
AM. Fall City is keeping it real. That's right.
When you've been in business as long as we have, everybody knows your name. Whether you're a newcomer or a longtime customer of Frontier Bank, we make a point of knowing your name and how you like your banking. From flexible home loans to construction or commercial loans, ag loans or real estate loans, we'd be happy to sit down and talk. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, online at frontier.bank.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction. Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? Kexarex Pharmacy has you covered. Kexarex CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, Kexarex Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At Kexarex, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit Kexarex.com to book your consult with Kexarex Pharmacy today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
So it took a buzzer-beater ending for this girls' contest here at Falls City High School this evening, and it's the Tigers coming up in on the short end of the stick here tonight, 42-39. Looking at some individual scorings for both squads, first for the Nottoway Valley Thunder, Anna Lee Livengood led the way with 17 points. She did have 3 three-pointers on the night. Haley Dawson had 13, but none bigger than those last three to push the Nottoway Valley Thunder ahead by one, and that would be your final score, 42-39. Gracie Larrabee added 6, and it was 2 apiece for Abigail Haley and Miley Jenkins for the Nottoway Valley Thunder, moving to 5-0 on the season to open up the 25-26 campaign. For your Falls City Tigers, they were led by Carly Dunkus with 15 points on the night, all in the second half. Dunkus went 5-for-7 from the free throw line in the second half. And then it was Tessa Gosman, the freshman, with 7 points. Caitlin Rod, another freshman, with 7 points. 5 points for Brenna Glothar. You guessed it, another freshman. 3 points for Bella Johansson and 2 points for Bristol Titus for their total of 39. So it was a buzzer beater three-pointer by Haley Dawson to push the Nottoway Valley Thunder ahead by one at the end of the ball game, 42-39. A crazy action-packed game there as the Tigers looked out of it multiple times as they trailed by 10 there at halftime. Got ahead as many as 3 there in the fourth quarter before finally falling to the Thunder on a buzzer-beater three-pointer by Haley Dawson in the Nottoway Valley Thunder. Now what we're going to do is send it back to the studio with Aaron Wisdom for roughly 15 minutes. And then we're going to get set for this boys' contest live from Falls City High School. In about 15 minutes is when we'll be back, looking at first opening starting lineups and other details to fill you in on before we start this one up. Again, starting around in 15 minutes, so stay close to that radio. We will have more basketball for you tonight. My name is Cody Shawong. We'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom at the KTNC studio right now and check in some with him.